Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here to have a wonderful program. We're going to be talking about the light shift, doing healings. So I'm changing the way I'm doing some of the healings for people on the samples. So what we're going to do now is have you go back the last week in your life and think of an emotional event, and we're going to clear that from you. So think of one event here for emotions. I'll give you maybe 15 seconds to see which one you want to release. Here we go. So I'll count to five. It'll be released from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll do a feeling body now. Here we go. So again, think of another situation or even the same one. Sometimes people live in their feeling body in place of living in their emotional body. And sometimes the emotional clearing for about 20% of the people doesn't have any effect on them, even though that body's overloaded. They just don't recognize it. Or if I do a feeling body out and I go, oh, well, that's the one. Now I really feel this healing. So that happens. If you are an emotional person, then normally the feeling body is kind of like icing on the cake. So here we go, feeling body. One, two, three, four, five, and it's gone. Pain body, again, think of a situation where you maybe have been in pain. And if you haven't had pain in the last, 5 days, we'll say, think of back upon a time that you may have had an accident. And, you know, you're going to be able to see that. Maybe you were going up some steps, and maybe you tripped. Maybe you got caught in a shoestring or something like that on your shoe, and you fell over, and you maybe hit your elbows, your knees or something. If you're a woman, maybe you had menstrual cramps or something. So just think of something like this here. And you have to pinpoint the time. And here we go. I'm going to release that from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, we're going to, remember, the energy is still with you, even though you don't feel it. We'll do a mental clearing. So think of a time maybe when you were kind of foggy, not thinking clearly. It could be today even. And typically the last 5 days, that's, you know, remember, we normally relate to events that's happened to us, you know, in the near future here, or the near, you know, not, well, yeah, behind time. Near future would be coming up in, into the future, so the near past, okay? And here we go. Over the weekend, maybe you had indulged in too much to drink, maybe, of alcohol or something, so you felt a little woozy or something, so here we go. Or this could be just mental clarity. So it releases energy from you. Maybe it could be a stubborn mindset or recurring thought. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do now a sensory body. And here we go again. Think of something, how your body responded to something here. So are you ready? One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll put our co-host on, Annika. And are you out there, Annika?
I sure am. Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be on, and it's great to be on live. It's Monday, the 5th of April, and we're here to have a wonderful hour of healing and talking about the healings that Ron does with the Creation Light Shift and what else is happening right now. And you may call in with questions, and you may also call in with just testimonials or something that you've gone through recently. Ron will do samples of some of the clearings that he does, and these are just samples, but they still will work in the way that we will be able to sense if this is something that you need to do. Usually you will feel it, or you will feel something. So it's wonderful to have this radio show to be able to go through all that and kind of feel what we need. So the toll-free number for callers is 888-815-9756. And if you go to the website for bbsradio.com, station one, there are other call-in numbers there too. So if you can't get through on that number, there are some other ones too. So I wanted to kind of bring something up that Brett has been asking before, and I'm not sure if we went through this, but you have two clearings, Ron, and one is the abandonment clearing, and you also have another one, which is the heartache clearing. And maybe we could have a sample and also feel what the differences are, and if somebody is thinking about having these clearings, then that might give that person an idea of which one would be the better one to go for first, you know, and perhaps only really need one of them. So you might want to talk about those two clearings and also about the crown chakra disconnect that you're doing too. So over to you. I heard a caller, so thank you, caller, for hanging on while we just go through a little bit on this first question.
Okay, so here we go. We're doing abandonment clearing, so just think of a situation, maybe where you were abandoned, you felt alone, maybe you felt like you had no support. So abandonment clearing would be for maybe support issues, okay, and how people are supporting you in your life. So let's do a clearing. So think of something that happened to you, and it could be as simple as waiting for a bus to come and it didn't come. You know, maybe it, or maybe you missed a bus, you know, going somewhere. That could be abandonment also, how something that you had planned in your life didn't turn out. So here we go. Think of something that happened the last 5 days. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's disconnected. Now, the other clearing is for heartache. So this normally is with relationships with people. And that's where you're emotionally attached, and you feel like they pulled the energy maybe out of you, away from you. Maybe you're connected to somebody, and you get negative vibrations, you know, from that person. So normally it's dealing with relationships with people. I don't think animals typically do that. But it still could be similar to that. Maybe you had an animal that is no longer living and you have heartache from that because you're used to seeing them all the time. So here we go. This will be a heartache clearing. And again, think of something that happened to you the last 5 days. And you can also bring something up in the past. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's see the caller that's on. So I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Hello? Who's out there?
It's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Annika and Ron. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to ask a question about the influence of the planets. I've had my planetary clearing, and then I could still feel some things. So Ron did a 7-generational planetary clearing for me, but I can still feel every time there's a full moon, you know, sometimes strange things happen or I don't feel very good or just things. And I was wondering what else might we do, because we all know that maybe there's influences from parallel lives and some of that could be bleeding over. I mean, there's so many subtle influences that could be reasons why, because I know the clearings always work. It's just there could be some other little thing that's interfering temporarily with that. So I wanted to ask Ron what your recommendation might be for another clearing that I could do, that you could do for me. That might help this.
Okay, we have a new clearing that will be coming up within probably a couple of weeks, and it will be dealing with that. That's a brand new clearing that you can put in maybe, you know, the event that could be problematic to you. Remember, if you're feeling mm-hmm. things changing in your life, maybe things are happening to you, the situation, you have to kind of pinpoint it, we'll say. And then from there,
mm-hmm.
clear it out, and it'll also be a planetary clearing, disconnecting these energies from you, and then along with, you know, Is it your thoughts, somebody else's thoughts, alien intervention, etc.? So this will be a pretty conclusive clearing to go a little bit deeper on the planets. So, so what was done in the past for you was up to that present time, and they should have been disconnected, but they can still, you know, come in a little bit, you know, as you have influences. So we're going to do a natal chart type clearing a little deeper to release that. And you are right. Sometimes the clearings, you know, are only about maybe 98-99% completed, and there might be a little bit of energies that could be still there. And this one here should probably nip it in the bud.
Good. Okay, another question. The natal barcode clearing. Now, I've not done that one yet. Would that be a good clearing trap?
Yeah, that one you want to do. That could be the one. Yeah, the natal barcode takes you away from the controlling energies. Yeah, that one would be very important. In fact, if anybody out there has natal barcode, if you wanted to call in, you know, the listening audience there, maybe describe, I'd really like somebody, if they could or have done it, to just talk about it and how they felt the energies changed them. For what I have been told by people, that their name does not resonate with them any longer. Where before they resonated, you know, a lot with their name and other, you know, numbers and, you know, letters in their name they'd resonate to also. So if you have had that clearing, you might want to just call up and describe how you felt after it. That'd be wonderful. So thank you for calling, Marianne. Yes, that's great. So
Ron. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Marianne. That was great. And also, you know, I'm not sure, Ron, I know you did the sample of the abandonment, right? But did we talk about the heartache clearing?
Yes, I did the heartache one, yes.
You did that one, too. So you did both of them.
Yes, and what I'm finding here back in New York, that a lot of people are being taken out of time a lot. And this might be the new thing that's happening. Might not be as, you know, the same in California, because we're on the other coast. But, you know, different things get experimented with in different regions of the country. So let me put everybody into the present moment here. So we're going to be bringing your spirit back and your body back. And this is also on the website, which will be the clearing underneath the emergency one, being here in the now, something like that. So here we go. I'm going to bring your body back. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. You're here now. And we'll bring back your spirit. One, two, three, four, and five. There. If you felt any shifting going on, if your body feels a little more alert, it means that you were not here. You know, some parts of you were not here. So that's up to you to discern and see what happens. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and while I'm on some of the things that was asked here before, so Brett was also asking about an entity clearing, and that could be good after this weekend, don't you think, for us to get a little sample of what that feels like to remove some of the entities and have more of our spirit come back?
Sounds good. Here we go. So let's release from you entities, the earth-based entities, emotional bodies. Here we go. So I'm just doing this on paper here. Sit back and relax, and working with the bottom of our feet now. We'll go to the top of our head. This will take about a minute to do. Going up to our waist right now.
Okay. Do you want me to talk a little bit why you're doing the...
Do that, sure.
Okay, so...
And so we're on it here?
Yeah, so while Ron is clearing the entities off us, obviously he can't get to all of them, but which is unfortunate, but, you know, this is a sample that we do here on the show, and a lot of people, For instance, I think it was Saturday, there were some callers calling in about how much even just listening to this show has helped. So that is so great to hear, and I have found that to be true myself. So even though this is just samples, you will feel the benefit. So just enjoy that. And I wanted to mention the great, great calls that Ron has coming up. There's going to be the 8-hour calls again from, they're usually on Sundays. Ron has been doing them on Sundays, and they're coming again. There are 3 intensive 8-hour calls, April 18th, April 25th, and May 2nd. And also a monthly 4-hour conference call, which is on Saturday, April 17th. And that is just wonderful because you get to go to the light ship for all that time, and including during the week, they will be working on you for your requests for healing. So, yeah, I also see that, all the heartache here. I see Ed has a great, great comment here on one advantage of Ron's clearings, that the heartache, all the heartache has been gone for a while from everything I can think of. And that is just so great to hear. And yes, that heartache clearing is just so, so beneficial and wonderful. And I can say that for myself too. I try to do as much as I can with the clearings, and I really feel now that I, even when somebody sort of attacking me, it doesn't go to my heart and doesn't affect me as more anymore. And also, I'm still able to kind of feel total. It's not love, but what shall I say? I feel compassion for people anyway. It doesn't really matter. And it's just been really, really good for any relationship. And I mean anyone. If it's a mom of another child, you know, it's somebody I meet in a grocery store. It's so much easier for me to connect just on a basic heart level. So, so much easier without feeling attacked or feeling, you know, more emotional. It's really, really helped me a lot. Lauren has she has another question that we could bring up after you've done some more of that, Ron, but I know you probably coming to bringing more of our spirit back from that sample.
Yep, I'm at a little dense here, so about another minute here we'll be done here.
Okay.
So I'm going out the top of your head down again. So you might feel the energy actually changing in your body here. And I think the question was about the barcodes, why are unlimited. The only one that I believe is unlimited is the circulatory one. And that's because people just loved it. So we put up the limited version of that so that you're able to go through that and do it more times, because that really helps you out quite a bit.
Well, you also have the Ascension 2012 barcode removal.
Yes.
And I think that's as an unlimited, but that just might be
because
how we...
you're going to still be getting bombarded until 12 about information. Remember, once you hear it, you might be tied into it. Or you may not be, but it may hook you by, you know, your curiosity. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. And so, you know, as you hear things, you know, it may resonate with your DNA. It might bring forth some type of body truth about ascension. Not that it would be correct, but your body might resonate to it because it may be falling into old patterns, which is why you're still listening to this program, why you're still here, because you haven't ascended yet. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this program, and you wouldn't be here in this 2,000-year cycle. So that's probably what you're talking about. Why are those unlimited? Because you only need it one time, but you may want to keep up to date to keep this stuff off of you, and that's the reason. Remember, the light only works in the now, and so whatever you bring forth, you know, after the clearing, that can still affect you. It doesn't keep working for you. but it works from when you have the clearing going back into the past. So I'm still doing the clearing, and I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay.
Getting rid of these earth-based entities. And then we're going to do the aliens. We'll send the shapeshifters that everybody has in them if they wish to leave to the light here.
Well, that sounds just wonderful. I so enjoy when we do that. So thank you for doing that, Ron. And there is also the Mind Matrix barcode removal, one of the newer clearings that you have on your website, which is www.creationlightship.com, if anyone is new and haven't heard of Ron's work before. It's such a great place to go. Look up what all that is available online. There's a lot of information that you can look into there. So it's just a fantastic resource. There's also some videos to look at to get divine energies. There is even a few different clearings that you can sample and do for yourself, like the auric field protection, the be here in the now clearing, and the emergency healing if you're going through something that you know, something that is bothering you and you need some help with that in an instant. It works amazing. So just wanted to mention that. And also now you have a lot of new clearings on, or a new way, I should say, because you've had some of the seven generation clearings before. And I know you have a new way of doing them, because I noticed myself that they are now showing more of the lineage going back, which grandfather, which grandmother, and which number they are. And I think it goes up to 64 or something for seven generations going back. So those are fantastic. And there's a new expo video, which is 10 minutes long, from the Strange Universe panel. And that's worth watching, too. So there's a lot of new things always coming on the website. And if you want to contact Ron for any clearings, or you want to contact him just to kind of see where you should start or where you should go, where you are at right now, if you had a few clearings and you don't know which one to go for next, you can email him at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and that's one of the better ways to get in contact with Ron. So how are you doing there, Ron?
Almost done. A lot of heavy energies here, so they're coming off. Anybody feeling the energy here? Is this leaving you? I'm going through this quite a few times for entities, so I went up and down the bodies probably about four or five times so far. I think we're on the fifth time completing that, so then we're going to get out the shapeshifters. Remember, these energies, the alien beings that are with you, everybody has them in them. We see a lot of them in New York here, walking the streets here and being able to see a different energy here. These beings are with people, and they may want to go to the light, but they can't go to the light because they'd be terminated. So on this program, they're able to go to the light to get out of people. And some people might feel they're under attack by these energies, which could be true, but they have really no way to go to the light, so they may be bugging you and doing things to you to get your attention that they want to leave. And so this is why we do these clearings, so they have a chance to have a spirit put into their body. Then they're in a different universe of light in place of the universe of darkness without a spirit. That's the basic difference. The darkness has everything that the light has, we'll say, because they copied the light. So just being in the darkness doesn't necessarily mean that it's definitely bad, but they don't have a spirit. What is bad is when the darkness comes in to take away your free will, free choice, and to bring these energies to you. Like I say, if the darkness stays where its universe is and the light stays where its universe is, the light will never impinge or, you know, come into any other territory because it doesn't know about it. It only created the light to have free will, free choice. So it'll never come to you and bring forth a decision or an affirmation to you or some kind of mandate about what you have to do. The light doesn't do that. The darkness does. And so as long as the darkness stays where it is, it's perfectly fine to be in this universe of darkness. But when it comes into you and, you know, has its free will come upon you, which should be anyway, typically it would be through abductions or having your body being shared with some other creature, then that's against, you know, the free choice, free will. So here we go. So let's take out these shapeshifters. So they have a chance now to go to the light. They can bring their family, their friends, we'll say their loved ones, their whole race of beings. But so I want everybody to bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And here we go. We're going to energize the light being, and then we'll take away the shapeshifters that are residing inside of everybody, inside of you. And they can just stay in, you know, the background. And I guess the new movie that's out, you know, V, shows these beings, you know, in a physical body or a clone body, we'll say, that looks human. So regardless, these things are with us. So here we go. And we're taking, bringing in the energy of the light being to help. So watch the light being on your monitor screen. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's get the shapeshifters, we'll call them, alien beings, alien species, whatever is inside of your body, cohabitating with you, living with you, taking away your life force. I'm going to get them out of you right now. So I'm going to count to 10 as they start to leave. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just kind of take a note of your body. If your body is kind of shaking or jumping around a little bit, twitching, that's because they're leaving you. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. And turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay. So Brett is commenting that he is really feeling the entity clearing. So thank you for that comment. Yeah, and guest is having a bit of a problem with, and I think it was gums and tongue, and very painful in that area. So after you're done with this, because I know this takes a bit of time, then maybe you can do a pain sample for guest, Ron. I know you're still doing more of the spirit return, right? Or maybe you've done all that now.
Yeah, I'm still doing that now, and then we got to bring back your spirit, so there should be a release from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with that now, and you can continue talking, Annika. This will take about a minute or so. There's quite a heavy energy coming through here, so I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay. So Brett is also saying that the other day he was reading a channeled message newsletter, and I felt psychic attacked by it, and can something be done about it? Hey, well, you know, it's a constant battle for us, isn't it? And it's too bad, because I think a lot of the time those people really do not know, and I've had that happen to me many, many times, where I go somewhere for information, and, you know, even sometimes to connect with somebody, and I know that they are somehow hooked up to something that I can feel when I go to that information, and I have to, you know, clear myself afterwards. I mean, that's what I do. I feel that the aura protection, if you can have that up for yourself and put in, you know, on the line where you can type, I put cords, attacks, prayers, mind control, hexes, spells, curses, yeah, negativity, fear, anger, that sort of thing. And it does help me, and I put it up for my family as much as I can. Sometimes it's not easy to do all that, but I do feel the energies and feel that that does help me. And if you have gone to a website, the best way to remove that attack or that energy that was causing you that feeling of, just feeling that you get psychic attacked, is to do the alien page, the alien removal, or the alien entity removals. Let's see here. Alien attack removal on the website. On the left-hand side, you go down, you scroll down a little bit, and it's under the light being healings where you can see it will clear alien abductions removal, it will clear alien mind control removal, parasitic life form removal, alien web attack removal. So that is just such an incredible page to have up and do for ourselves. So I would put that website in there. It doesn't cost very much. It's $30 a month, and I think you can go on for it for less than that. I haven't done it that myself, but you can, and I just keep doing that one, and it helps so much. So maybe we can work a little bit for guests after this or do something, some kind of... we'll see what we can do, Ron, right? How are you doing there?
Yep, so let's do some more of the shapeshifters here. And they're coming back. I was yawning quite a bit here, so that's why I turn it over to Annika here. Still yawning. A lot of them are going through here. This is great because these alien races and beings are able to go into the light, and they leave here. So and they take the pressure off of you. So if you do or have felt... or feeling things moving through your body, it's because you had them inside of you. So remember, they don't necessarily use you as a channel to bring back, or to bring forth a whole race of beings in your body. They go to the light and they go elsewhere and bring them to the light directly, through me. So don't think that you're the conduit. Only the ones that are in you leave to the light being. So. You're not like a super-duper freeway, where you're out there bringing in cosmic energies from all these sources of alien beings going into you because only one was with you or something. So here we go. And the spirits, so we have a request here to see if we can bring back or get rid of some of the spirits that are hanging out here that have not incarnated yet. So the ones that are not trapped in the light of the darkness yet, the other side, we'll call it. The ones that are floating around can go to the light. The light ship will find them and take them out of here. Once they get into the light of the darkness, then it's a whole different story. That's why they have ascension, to get them out of there. So, and it's your responsibility, if you have any loved ones that just passed on, to do that clearing for them. Do that special clearing on the website to get them out. So that normally happens pretty much automatically, but that isn't always the case. But the ones that are in the light of the darkness here that have not incarnated, that's why we have ascension to help release these beings here. So here we go. Let's get some more shapeshifters out. There they go. And that feels pretty good. Okay, so let's get some questions. Annika, anything on the fast chat there? Or any callers want to call in? We have about 20 minutes of the show left here. So if you wish to call in, please do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great for us to have callers. And some of the questions, I'm not really sure here. We wish that we could request the light beings to free the spirits of all from this earth plane, but that's really more for the ascension time, as I understand it. And, we are then given that opportunity when the ascension time happens. And anything you want to add to that where, we wish we could just go to the home base now, but it's really not possible till the ascension time is what I understand, Ron.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that is the opportunity that we have, and we still have time, hopefully, to get ourselves as cleared as we can for this event. So the difference being many hear about 2012, and that is the ascension plan of the dark, or the dark ascension plan for 2012, which is big news. Usually it's talked about the fourth and fifth dimension and all that. And that's why we have that barcode clearing. And I don't know if you wanted to talk a little bit about how that can help us to free ourselves from falling into that trap.
Yeah, the barcode is connects with your symbols, you know, of letters and numbers. That's attached to your name. And that's how they see you. Remember, that's the energies that the dark side uses. So different races use the alphabet. And it's quite interesting when you look at different words from the alphabet that we use. And the words are different. And they have different meanings to them. And, you know, it's then you try to use the English language to pronounce a word, same letters, but they're different. So it's quite interesting to see how the alien races used the same alphabet and how they brought forth the different energies. So it's quite amusing to me to see that. So here we go. Let's do a sample of the pain release again for people. So think of the pain that you may have right now. And here we go. Go back maybe 5 days, even today. So one, been released. Two, three, four, and five. I'll do it one more time here. One, two, three, four, and five. And this should help you somewhat here. If it doesn't help you at all, you may want to take a listen to the BBS archive, which is 82809. And that's why people don't heal. Remember, what you're dealing with right now is what surfaced or even resurfaced in your body in this lifetime. And this is like the tip of the iceberg. And remember, you're living the thoughts of all your ancestors, so if you wonder why you don't heal, it's because they gave you the gift of what you're having now to deal with. And this gift could be anything. Could be something that's just minor. It'd be a cut on your body, or it could be as major as, you know, we'll just say possibly cancer or something. So all these things are with you from your ancestors. Remember, it's judgment. So what they thought and judge separates them from oneness of the source energy, which means that you were separated judging the source energy. And when you did that, you separated yourself and you fell into the darkness. And the darkness then creates a duality for you. There's no duality in the light. So if you think about duality, people think, well, is the light dark? Is there darkness in the light so I can reflect the darkness to the light to see how much light I have? The answer is no. Duality is only in the light of the darkness. The light only has pure light. And when you get into judgment, then you step out of pure light, which is non-judgment mental energy. And when you're in that energy, then you're in the light of the darkness. And then you do experience duality. And that's why people have dualities, because they're in the wrong system. You're in the wrong source of energy, which is the darkness. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe we can just talk a little bit about how these samples work and how all the clearings work through you, Ron. I know you need a little bit of a break in between the clearings that you do, even though these are just samples, but they still have to work through your body, right? So I have another request for another clearing. I just don't want you to feel like it's getting too heavy.
Yeah, today is a pretty heavy day. But, yeah, we can do another clearing here, sure. What would you like to bring forth?
Yeah, Okay, so the next one is a dark mind practitioner clearing, and maybe you can explain also what that is.
Okay, basically that clearing is the energy that comes to you from the mind matrix, and it connects to the jellyfish on the top of your head. The jellyfish is kind of like a psychic reader, we'll say. It can read and connect to every one of your cells in your body and bring forth that experience to you. And that's why you have dreams, because this energy is bringing stuff to you so you can actually view it over again. And then they put you into another false reality in the dream, because they recreate the ending normally a little differently than what you had experienced in the physical. And also, if they bring something forth that happened without your knowing about it, maybe in a past life of your body, then they're just bringing up your dense cellular memory over again, and your cellular memory is now being activated so that you're now going through another, quote-unquote, we'll say, learning lesson. Remember, it's all with you. The density is with you. Are you going to experience it now or later? Okay, so remember, everything that your ancestors thought about is with you. So when you experience that, you know, the date of that, you know, what it's going to be is unknown. Remember, all their thoughts are with you, and you will, if you live long enough, experience all of their thoughts. And those thoughts are all judgment, and those thoughts are stored inside of your body. And what damage are these thoughts going to cause you? Remember, the thoughts are block energies. And if you get connected to too many of the same thought, and they get activated, maybe you might have a shoulder pain, because that's where those thoughts were stored, a certain topic or title of those thoughts, okay? Could be held, you know, maybe in your joints. Maybe you have stiff joints now. Well, that could be the thoughts that you have from your ancestors, and a particular theme of that thought is stored in your joints. So this is the way it works. So your body is much like a computer. And where are those programs stored of judgment? So you want to release the judgment from the thoughts out of your body, and that allows your spirit to come into you. So let's do a spirit retrieval. We'll call it that, bring back more of your spirit to you. We did plenty of clearings here, so here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And I can only do clearings for what the light chip is able to bring forth to protect me, to bring the energy through my body. So my body has to be attuned, if it hasn't been in the past, to a new clearing. And the clearings always go through me first to see what needs to be done in that clearing process. And then from there, we bring it out to the people. So we will be having at some time here, maybe in the next month, the crown chakra closing, and that will be coming forth on the website. And that's the way the jellyfish energy attaches to you. So we'll be talking about that during the process and getting information on that. So that's in the works right now. It's not here yet, but it will be at some point here, maybe in the next month. And we do have other new clearings coming forth. I plan to be putting up a clearing which will deal with people's situations in their life, we'll say. It'll be just a sample of stuff that you are dealing with. This is your stuff. Maybe you might have a bad day on some kind of emotional thing. Maybe it could be mental. Maybe you could have a pain body problem. So what we're going to do is just clearings that may have maybe 20 different topics that can help you get rid of these things. So it'll be like a little sample clearing for people. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. He was mentioning that she felt a lot of that removal of shapeshifters. So, yeah, I know you really cleared a lot there, and I could feel that too. So thank you for that comment. And he was also asking what, can you talk a little bit about the characteristics of the soul?
It's just light, just a energy of pure light. And that's with you. This is what the dark side would like to have. This light energy is non-judgmental energy. It's pure consciousness. Knows everything of the light. It'd be the same as any of the masters had as far as this energy in their bodies, except the bodies were cleared out. So the difference between you and the masters that you have heard about who walked the earth here physically, the only difference is that they were able to hold more light soul energy. So if you want to use the word soul energy or light energy or source energy, to me it's all the same. I don't normally use the word soul, but people are kind of schooled in that term. And I'm sure that the soul energy, if you go to the natal chart and put it in there, it'll have a lot of negativity on it. Remember, those are words that you're using to connect you to the darkness. And so the dark side gives you keywords to use to hook you up to the darkness. So, you know, I just use the word spirit. And that's what I use. I don't use the word soul. So to me, if you're using the word soul, that's the way the books are written, so that you're able to be connected to the darkness much easier because you're using the word that they resonate to. And you might want to just put that into your natal chart clearing if you do that clearing to release it from you. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah. So that natal chart, that natal barcode clearing is so great. And so put in the word soul and see what that does. And it goes, you can do a lot of words that might resonate to you and that you might see if you want to remove there. There's so much you can do on that one. And it goes first from left, I think it goes first from right to left, I guess, and then from left to right. So it definitely covers it. It's really, really interesting clearing. So did we ever do the Dark Mind practitioner sample?
Dark Mind, okay.
We talked about it.
Do a sample of the Dark Side practitioner.
Yeah, the Dark Side practitioner.
We'll do a sample of that. So this is somebody, could be your mother-in-law, it could be your ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse or whatever. It could be people who are jealous of you. Anybody who thinks of you, okay, who either sends you positive energy, which is bad, or negative energy. It's still energy that is not of you. And so none of these energies can really resonate to your body. This is why you have a spirit. And this is why you have life force from your spirit around you. But anything other than you coming into your body energetically is going to harm your physical body. So here we go. We'll just take away some of these energies here. This could be spells, curses, you know, anything like that. Somebody's thoughts. So we'll go to the sixth chakra. Normally people plug into the chakra energies. So sixth chakra, here we go. Released. Fifth chakra. Released. Fourth. Released. Third. Released. Second. Released. First. Released. There we go. So that should help you somewhat here. And I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay. So, you know, I had a friend who requested today. She has had cancer for a while, and, you know, me, I obviously have told her about clearing with you, Ron, and it hasn't gotten there, as in what I mean with that is sort of in one ear and out the other. And she has gone through chemo, and she's going to have a double mastectomy, and she has breast cancer. And she asked all her friends to connect with her and think about her when she's going in for her operation, because she had heard that other people who have done that had felt like an envelope around them, surrounding them with good energy. And obviously I do not want to link up with that, because I would then link up.
You'll bring
up
the cancer to you.
Yeah.
Remember, everything that you have, okay, everybody has, you know, your past with you, your cellular memory, your DNA, okay? So what will happen is everybody who prays for her, everybody who connects with her energetic field of her body, is going to bring to them, whether it's male or female, energies that are connected to the breast, okay? So do you have in your family lineage, your family line, anybody with breast cancer? answer. You may say, typically, no, I don't know. My mother didn't have it. You know, my grandmother didn't have it, or grandmothers. But did somebody have it, you know, 200 years ago? You don't know. So you have that energy, and this is why you don't want to do healings. This is why you do not want to be a healer, okay? So when you connect to that energy and try to be a do-gooder, we'll say, to help somebody, you are bringing in that energy signature of that condition to your body. Now, somewhere in your body, it is holding a charge for breast cancer. Remember, your body has lived here for a long time, maybe 50,000 years or more, okay? So your body being here is at some point probably going to have breast cancer. Just think of how many thoughts people have and where they're stored. So you're going to be bringing up and ringing that bell, and everything that deals with breast cancer is going to be alerted, and that will now become an activation for your body to bring forth this illness in you because it wants to get healed, okay? So you're awakening, we'll say, this energy, which may have been dormant, okay? Maybe it wasn't supposed to be activated in you in this lifetime because your body said, you know, I don't really need breast cancer, but, you know, I have a problem, you know, with my joints, so I'll work on the joints this time around. But, you know, maybe the breast cancer, you know, is one of these energies that would be dormant. And maybe if you live for maybe 800 years, it might finally come up because it's not that critical to the body's survival, okay? And since we have a lifespan, maybe we'll just say between 60 to 100 years here, it's not really going to surface because other things are much more important to have healings on. Now, when you connect to that person, what's going to happen? You are activating that energy into your body. So it's like ringing the bell, ringing the doorbell, and everything that deals with cancer of the breast will come forward in you, whether you're male or female, okay? And so this is why you don't want to do healing. This is why healers die at a young age, typically 50 to 60. Most healers take on all this energy that's resonated in their body, and from there, you're hooked up, and wow, you get this illness. You go, why did I get that? And most people who don't know about the light of the darkness, they go, gee, this person was a wonderful person, really loving, smiles all the time, helped everybody. Now, why would God do this to them? They're such a wonderful person. Well, it's the aliens. It wasn't the source energy. And they used their free will to help other people, maybe through their ignorance of not knowing about how the energy actually works. Maybe they never asked your spirit if this is a good thing to do or not. But besides that, this is why you don't want to connect to other people, because the energy is floating around. Likewise, you go to a hospital, it's floating around there too. You don't want to get this stuff activated in you. And this is why you don't want to do healings on people. So that may be one way to look at the situation. So all the people that are sending this lady energy, because she has breast cancer, will be connected to it, and they're just drawing that energy system, activating the DNA to her. So what I would say is to run, don't walk away from the situation. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it was interesting. When I was reading the email, I kind of deliberately did not read when she's going in, because now I'm you know, almost going the other way, as in I do not want to be even know when it is. So what is there to do when we want to make sure that we do not somehow even subconsciously get linked up? What kind of clearing, or what is it, the cord disconnect, or?
Yeah, the cord disconnect would be good.
Yeah.
And just the fact that you heard about it probably in a sense means that you have it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Remember, in your auric field, that could be being transmitted to you. It could be, your body could be transmitting this energy, and like attracts like, and very possibly, you know, you're in that person's life because of that situation too. But maybe it's you know, getting below the iceberg, and by you hearing about it, then you know that it could possibly be in your realm to have activations of that in your lifetime. I'm not saying that it will be, remember, but you are hearing about it. Like I say, if you hear about something three times in a short period of time, maybe within a week, man, it's on your doorstep. So if you're listening to this here and you happen to have people talk about breast cancer to you in the last week, different people unrelated to you, but, you know, just overhearing it or something like that, then you better take a note of that, and then you better have some clearings done to eliminate that blocked energy in your body because it's starting to manifest. So that's another way of looking at it. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, well, you know, my mom has breast cancer too, so... But she's doing okay, and it was something that came up 30 years ago and now came up again. So I'm doing good because I know that I'm doing everything with you, Ron, and the Creation Lightship. So would you say even the aura protection, if you find that you are, you know, just maybe if there's some other ideas we can give for other people too. I mean, I do these clearings so much, so...
Yeah, the aura protection would help you know of where you are with that situation. That's why we're putting up a new page coming up shortly, which will help eliminate those situations. So you can also put in other things. You'll have unlimited usage on it. And you can put in other things in there that, you know, you might find is happening around you. And then you can clear it out of yourself, too. This is like we mentioned on the last show, you know, about having the clearings. You first acknowledge what you have to love it out of your life. So since we're dealing with cancer here, I love having cancer. And the next section would be what you type in, and you also type that in, you know, the way it makes you feel, whatever, you know, twists the insides of you so that you want to maybe throw up. That's one way to look at it. Your worst fear is what you want to type in there. And then you release it out of you, and the light chip will do this for you to help you clear out your DNA because you don't know where it's stored. You don't know how much of the energy is on it because it's not conscious to you. And like Ed typed in here, hidden resonance, like putting a key in a lock, a locket, and Shazam. You know, and that's just the way it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be coming up probably within a week or two here, I hope, on the website. So our time is coming to a close here. I'll say blessings to all of you. We'll see you next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, and I'll also be on another program, Ask One Radio, tonight in a couple of hours. So we'll catch you later, everybody. So blessings. Thank you for coming on board.
Yeah,
and we'll
thank
see
you so
on
much.
Our conference call if you're actually on that today. We have a one-hour Lightship Healing call. Starting in about a half an hour. So thank you, Annika, and blessings to all of you.
Thank you.